Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We can make pleas to different people. We can do all kinds of things like that. But what precedes revival is desperation. And when we, you know, and I think we're there or close to there in our society, we've tried everything else. We've tried the government route. We've tried the economic route. We've tried self-helps. We've done all these things, and we are spiraling downward out of control. And so believers who come to the end of themselves, and even unbelievers, you get to the point of such desperation, you say, only God can save us. And it's at that point when we turn our attention where it should have been all along, you know, where we should have put our attention is at the Father, who made us and designed us and bought us back at Calvary. And it's to our detriment that we've looked away from Him. And so He longs to bring us back to simple, pure devotion to Him, to look at Him, to cry out to Him, to draw near to Him, and He has promised to draw near to us.
Well, Bill, you know, there are some who believe that since we're near the end of this age, that this is just how things are going to go, that we should not expect things to get better. And I read in your book that you call this perspective a hope killer. And I would love for you just to, with a couple minutes we have before the break here, explain a biblical redemptive perspective that God wants us to embrace for the times that we live in.
Well, I just think that if you know Christ, and if you love anything about Christ and anything about the things of God, why would you not want more of God?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not want more people to come to Christ? Why would you not want missions to advance? Why would you not want the culture transformed into an environment which is more conducive to the rapid advance of the gospel? Those are the things that revival brings. I think we're so historically misinformed or just unaware of what real revival does, because we haven't seen it in our day or our fathers' or grandfathers' day in America, that we just don't understand the magnitude of what nationwide revival would do. And so because of that, our prayers are weak or non-existent, and our faith is very small that this could really make an impact. You know, if you say, well, it's close to the end of time, so why bother about that? Well, why bother about telling somebody about Christ?
Yeah.
Why bother about preaching? Why bother about anything? That displays to me an incredibly self-centered approach to everything biblically.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.